Time once again for the Rural Intelligence Report with Mark Williams, ruralintelligence.com, one place to go to find out what's going on, what's been going on, and what's coming up in our region. Mark, nice to speak to you again today.
And a good morning to you, Marshall, and lovely to be back and full of energy with, because there are so many things going on this week that it's going to be great, actually great fun.
Why don't we start off on April 22nd in Hyde Park, a Cup of Valley Coffee and Tea Festival.
Yes. Now, this is today, April the 22nd, and I know it's a bit late notice. Normally, I try and sort of mention some of the things that are a bit further out, but this looked just so much fun. It's all at the Culinary Institute of America's Marriott Pavilion. They're putting on a festival. As you say, it's called a Cup of the Valley Coffee and Tea Festival. Obviously it's featuring coffees and teas, but the nice thing is it's all from local roasters and shops and cafes. So you'll be able to go taste some of the teas and the coffees that you can buy locally in our region. Compare them, which I always think is great fun. And then you can, I'm sure you'll be able to stock up on the appropriate coffees and teas. There's going to be all sorts of themed food, coffee, desserts. There's a latte competition. There are Japanese tea ceremonies, and I'm going to come back to that in a minute. And there are lots of other additional demonstration and talks and more. So that's all at the Marriott Pavilion at the CIA today. It starts, by the way, at 11 o'clock, finishes at 5. On the 22nd, that's today. But I thought listeners may be interested in the fact that one of our stories this week actually talks about the CIA. It's called Partners in Rice Wine. A sake brewery teams up with the CIA. And we've just written this story about the fact that a Japanese sake company has just announced it's going to open its first overseas brewery next year in Hyde Park, just down the street from the CIA. And this is going to be the first rice wine brewery on the East Coast. It's worth noting that they are specifically citing the brewery in Hyde Park because of the CIA and how important it is for chefs throughout the states and training chefs and people so that they can, and this means that they will be able to taste this sake before and whilst they're students. So I think it's great news for the area. It's bringing jobs, it's bringing new industry. Marshall, you and I will be able to do some sake tastings next year. Anyway, read that story on Rural Intelligence. And in the meantime, you can pop over to the CIA today for their coffee and tea festival. Starts at 11 o'clock.
Okay, let's bump ahead. April 26th, we'll go to Dalton, Berkshire Creative Resources Conference.
Berkshire's has a creative resources conference. This is the third one. This year is going to be in the Stationery Factory in Dalton, Massachusetts. And the reason I mention it's an all-day event, which is really being developed to help people in the creative industry become better entrepreneurs. We know this area is largely driven, or a lot of it's driven, by the creative industries. And we also know that if you're an artist of one sort or another, you're generally not that interested in being an entrepreneur, but now increasingly you have to be. So One Berkshire's has developed this creative resources conference. I went to one last year, and it was absolutely excellent. And it's not just a how-to for artists and entrepreneurs, but now it's bringing in not-for-profit organizations and small business as well. So it's expanding its reach. So if you are really trying to improve your business skills as a creative person, this is an opportunity to do that very inexpensively. There are really informative panel discussions, meetings where you can get together with other entrepreneurs and exchange ideas. There are also various resource booths, so there'll be networking afterward. Particularly afterwards, there's a great pub there at the Stationery Factory, and you'll be able to swap ideas with other entrepreneurs. This year, the keynote speakers are Rebecca West and Greg Remney. of a company called Devour Media. And this is a classic example. Devour Media actually is really an Instagram post, and they have now over 500,000 followers on their Instagram page, which is very largely involved with food and recipes of one sort or another. And so you can actually make a business of developing something like that. And how do you make it go viral? How do you develop it? So absolutely fascinating. Anyway, the conference sign up, you have to go to the One Berkshire Creative website, and you can sign up and join in. It starts at 8:30 in the morning and runs through 4:30 in the afternoon on Thursday the 26th, as I say, up in Dalton at the Stationery Factory.
Also on April 26th, let's head to Washington to the Gun Library once again.
Yeah, a bit later in the evening, but I think this will be really important from my point of view. My wife loves omelets, and the Gun Library is having a reading and a cooking demonstration from a person who's from a chef, John Finn, who is going to solve all my problems about how to develop the perfect omelet. So his recent book is called The Perfect Omelet: Essential Recipes for the Home Cook. He is going to be talking about his book, answering questions, but more significantly, I think, from my point of view, he will be demonstrating how to prepare an omelette actually in the Gun Library, and I think invited audience members will be able to try samples as well. So that's at 6:30 in the Gun Library in Washington on Thursday, April the 26th.
On April 27th and Saturday the 28th, PS21 has an event.
Yeah, PS21, we mentioned PS21 last week because they are in their opening spring season, and they are continuing the themes on the 27th and 28th that they started actually this week, which is guns in our society. And this weekend they've got the Jamal Jackson Dance Company, and they're presenting a new work called Rob Day, which explores so many connections that we have in our society to firearms. And then also they'll be playing Temple Burn It Down, which is really about the subtle contradictions of the body as a temple of art and yet a debilitating instrument as well. So that should be great fun at PS21 in Chatham at 8 o'clock on Friday the 27th, and also Saturday the 28th as well, 8 o'clock in the evening.
On April 27th, we can head to Hancock Shaker Village in Pittsfield.
Yeah, this one looks like something that the two of us would enjoy. Hancock Shaker Village is really going great guns. It had a new director last year, and they are really following up this year with some lovely events. And on the Friday night, the 27th, 6:30 in the evening, they are having a Shaker Up Sausage and Beer Night. And this is a sausage and beer dinner where the sausages are cooked by Brian Alberg, chef who runs the whole culinary aspects of the Red Lion Inn organization. And he's linked up with Orion Howard of the Bright Ideas Brewing Company, which are based up in Massmoka. It's a fun idea. You get to mingle with all sorts of other brewers as well, by the Shire Brew House as well. And they are going to bring their beers along, and it's your opportunity to enjoy a whole series of sort of old world and shaker style sausages. And they're all using Berkshire and Hudson Valley source meats, by the way. So you'll be able to enjoy the sausages. There's going to be some charcuterie there, and have a beer alongside them as well. It's 6:30 in the evening, Hancock Shaker Village, on Friday the 27th.
On the 27th, you can go back in time with the reunion of the Mammals in South Egremont at the Egremont Barn.
Yeah. This is actually fun because I love going to release parties, for whether it's a book or whether it's a CD. And this week it's an opportunity, as you say, to go back in time to meet the Mammals. That's Ruth Unger and Mike Meriden. Meridana, I guess, is the way you pronounce his name. And so they're known as Mike and Ruthie. And they're reunited for a performance at this release party for their new album, Sunshiner. And there is a couple of opening acts as well, Vivian Lever and Riley Calnago, I guess is how you pronounce his name. Anyway, they will be there as well. It's all at the South Egremont Barn, which is really coming up with lots of new events, one sort or another. It's a great little venue in South Egremont there on Friday 27th at 8 p.m. in the evening.
On April 28th and 29th, first of all, we'll go to Hudson, the Stair Galleries.
Yeah, one or two things going on in Hudson. Actually, this weekend, I know we can talk about them as time goes on, but this one sounded amazing. So Stair Gallery are holding another of their auctions. So I always love going to the auctions and love particularly rooting around before the auctions to the previews, see whether there are any great bargains. But this year, this time, what caught my attention was the fact that many of the objects are from the early Bronze Age culture of the Cyclades in Greece, from 3,200 years to 1,000 years before BC. So, I mean, you know, you're talking about a long time ago. And they're actually also, but there are other objects which are through the earlier 20th century as well. So these antiquities come from Dr. Heinrich Medicus, and also from the estates of Kate Webb, Harris, Joan Kent, and Seward Kennedy as well. So anyway, check it all out. You have to go to their website for the preview dates and times, but it looks like some really unusual objects from the far, far distant past. The auction begins on Saturday and Sunday at 11 o'clock each day. So check that out there in Hudson.
The Berkshire Botanical Garden has a very busy time on April 28th in Stockbridge.
Yeah, two events there, both which look really useful. They have so many events going through the winter as well, but we're now getting into an important season. So on Saturday the 28th at 9:30 in the morning, they've got the Transplanting Shrubs and Planting Small Ornamental Trees course, which is really a workshop led by the arborist Ken Gooch. And it's a hands-on workshop, actually. You really do learn how to transplant your shrubs and trees with him actually out in the gardens. And then at 10 o'clock, they have another workshop, which is called Install a New Hive, Chris Wellens, the Berkshire Botanical Gardens head beekeeper, will be discussing equipment needs, installation techniques, feeding and care techniques for the first few months of your bee hive. So get out there. That starts at 10 o'clock. So you can choose between two different workshops, one at 9:30 and one at 10 o'clock on Saturday the 28th there in the Berkshire Botanical Gardens.
And Monterey on the 28th, the Bidwell House Museum has a preseason Art Week event.
Yeah, I actually, I've said before, you know, as small museums go, the Bidwell House Museum is just one of my favorites. And before it officially opens for the season, there's going to be an opportunity to visit them for a rather interesting special guided tour of the gardens and the grounds with the board president. And he's a land use expert as well. That's Robert Hoogs. And really, it's an opportunity to talk about the Native American presence that predated early settler history in our area. So a lot of people think of this area as being sort of the howling wilderness. But in fact, the Mohicans lived on this on our land, as it were, in this area for centuries before and even actually after the English settlers came. And the Bidwell House sits on 192 acres, but this tour he's going to take us on will show you about 4 miles of forest trails and stone walls on the Bidwell grounds, which were obviously part, you can see the Mohicans and how they were in the area as well. So really interesting from that point of view. You're probably going to need a pair of good stout boots to go on this walk. But the great thing is that the tour is free. It starts at 10 o'clock on Saturday, April the 28th. Up there in in Monterey at the Bidwell House Museum.
We will head to North Adams on the 28th, Museum of Dog Grand Opening.
Yes. Well, we talk about, you know, this festival has been on for 50 years and that museum has been going for 25 years and whatever it is. We don't get so often to talk about new museums opening up, and this one, I'm sure that two of us, both dog lovers, will be up at some stage. Up in North Adams, they are opening a new museum near Mass Moca, and it is the Museum of Dog. And it's going to be a bit of a, on Saturday the 28th, it's going to be the sort of a grand opening. And so you can be one of the first people in our area to visit this new museum. It's full, apparently, of dog art, antique sculptures, vintage dog collars, contemporary art as well, lots of found objects, and there are some original Wegman prints. There's a bit of background. So the museum's founded by David York, who apparently always had an enormous amount of dog memorabilia. He was a collector, and his friends used to give him all sorts of dog art, so this has now formed the basis for a whole museum. He has recently purchased the former Crystal Hard Hat Saloon on Union Street. It has been, I think it's taken over a year to transform it into the Museum of Dog. And the idea is that it's a museum not just for tourists, but for locals to go to as well. Anyway, it sounds great fun. I'm really glad to be able to celebrate a new museum one way or another. As I was looking at it, I wonder whether I can take my dog around. I'm not sure whether you can. You have to check up on that. But anyway, it sounds like it's going to be great fun. So the new museum actually opens formally on the 28th, starting at 10 o'clock in the morning, and it's open till 7 o'clock at night, every night. So that's Saturday, April the 28th.
Also on April 28th in Cornwall, Connecticut, the Cornwall Library has an author in to discuss their new book.
Yeah, a lot of features this week about women. So I thought, and they all sort of come together, which is quite a nice timing. So the Cornwall Library has got this book reading, which from the author Andrea Barnett, and she's going to be talking about her new book called The Visionary Women, and it features stories of four women: Jane Jacobs, Rachel Carson, Jane Goodall, and Alice Walters. And she's going to be talking about it, answering questions, and, of course, signing copies for you as well. That's at 5 o'clock at the Cornwall Library in Cornwall. And then there are a whole series of others. I can sort of almost go on to them now, because on that same Saturday, April the 28th, in Hudson, they have a concert series called Classics on Hudson, and they're presenting Seraph Brass, a devilishly delightful quintet, and this is an all-female group which is going to perform classical and contemporary music, which has a bit of an all-brass twist. So they're going to be performing works, including works by Puccini, Debussy, and various selections from West Side Story as well. That's at 7 o'clock on Saturday, April the 28th, as I said, at Hudson Hall in Hudson. And then also on Saturday, April the 28th, this time in Sheffield, the Aglet Theatre, which now is situated at Dewey Hall, is going to be presenting These Shining Lives, which is a Melanie Marnick play. It's based on the true story of four women who worked in a watch factory in the 1920s. They were employed to paint the faces of watches and clocks with radium. Which at the time apparently was seen as a miracle element which could cure all illnesses. Well, obviously, as we found out, it's quite the opposite. It's a terrible, terrible problem down the line. Anyway, the play dramatizes the peril that women faced, not just from radium, but for other issues in the workforces in the 1920s. And, of course, it also features the fact that there was a total lack of concern by the businesses for protecting the health of their employees as well. So anyway, the Aglet Theatre is going to be doing performing this play and doing readings from it in Dewey Hall on Saturday, April the 28th. There'll be two shows, one at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and then one at 7:30 in the evening. And remember, after the play is performed, they will also have an opportunity to sit down and talk about the play and what it talks about. And the dog's even excited to go. She's barking in excitement one way and another.
They're thinking about going to the dog museum. Now, on the 28th, our good buddies at Bard College, Annandale on Hudson, bring in a live edition of the podcast, Cry Babies.
Yeah, this is quite interesting because Cry Babies is a very successful podcast. Susan Orlean and Sarah Teer are the two hosts. But their guest this week is Malcolm Gladwell. And I think that just he is absolutely fascinating. I love his books. I think I've read all his books. My wife met him by chance in a restaurant in London and said he was the most delightful guy out there, one way and another. So she's really a great fan as well. So it's Bard College is hosting it at the Fisher Center on Saturday the 28th. It starts at 7:30 in the evening. Obviously, you have to get tickets. It's going to be pretty popular one way and another. So go to the Fisher Center website, the Bard College, and check it out. That's Saturday, April the 28th, 7:30 in the evening.
And on the 29th, now this is going to be popular, Sheffield Racebrook Lodge, a jazz brunch with the one and only Wanda Houston.
Yep. It's you have to book your tickets. You book your table, as it were. I was passing the Racebrook Lodge the other day, and it looked the rest of the area has been looking a bit sad, as you know, because of the weather one way and another. But the sign outside the Racebrook Lodge looked as though it had been newly painted and was looking good. And I thought, oh, and then I saw this event coming up. So on Sunday the 29th, if you're looking for a great fun brunch event, this should be it, because they're hosting a jazz brunch with Wanda Houston. The Stagecoach Tavern, where this is all, has a great brunch. It's prepared by their chef, Laurel Barkin. And so you go there, relax, have a great brunch, and listen to live rhythm, blues, jazz, and soul with Wanda and her band. It starts at 11 o'clock, and it runs through 2 o'clock in the afternoon for that brunch.
Also on the 29th, Close Encounters with Music.
Close Encounters Music is continuing their season. This is with the prize-winning musician Suvin Kim on the violin and Roman Rabinovich on the piano. And they're playing with Yehuda Hanani, who's playing his trusty cello. And they're going to be performing all sorts of grand piano trios from Felix Mendelssohn and Smetana as well. That's at 3 o'clock in Great Barrington on Sunday, April the 29th.
And everything must come to an end. Our final event, Plays in Progress, Women at the Wheel.
Yes. Well, we mentioned Hudson Hall on the 28th. That's Saturday. But on Sunday, April the 29th, Hudson Hall is going to be presenting one of these Plays in Progress, which is called Women at the Wheel. And just to put it in context, by the way, Plays in Progress is a collaborative of over 25 different professional playwrights, actors, directors, and designers who get together to present staged readings of their best short plays of the year. And this year, the Women at the Wheel event features women, and some of the best shorts plays include Escapades of a Frustrated Tax Collector, Cautious Middle-Aged Romance Seekers, and some seniors protecting their residence, all sorts of other different short plays, which should be great fun to go to. It starts at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday, April the 29th, and in Hudson Hall. You'll have to go online to get your tickets. There may be a few available at the door as well, but I check it out before I go. And that completes a pretty busy week one way or another.
The weather's getting better, and also the events are getting more populous. Mark, we'll speak to you next week.
I look forward to it. Thanks very much, Marshall.